A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 11th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the country's health delivery system following reports that President Robert Mugabe's daughter flew to the Far East to deliver a firstborn baby.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's health delivery system following reports that President Robert Mugabe's daughter has opted to go and give birth in the Far East.
On Saturday, President Robert Mugabe, who often flies to Singapore for medical treatment, disclosed that his daughter, Bona Mugabe Chikore, had traveled to the Far East for maternity services from medical doctors she is familiar with.
The announcement set Twitter and Facebook alight, with Zimbabweans criticizing the first family for seeking specialist treatment outside the country after allegedly running down the local health delivery system, thereby condemning the majority of the population to poor health services.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again,
001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjaloko Bona aenge aenda kumawirira kuti aende kunosununguka ari ikoko achiti ndokuna vana chiremba vaanoziva. Vamwe vari kuti izvi hazvina kunge zvakafambiswa zvakanaka, nekuti vari kuona vatungamiri venyika vachienda kunze kunorapwa, asi zvipatara zvehurumende vanhu vakawanda varombo vasina kana piridzi remutsoro chairo. Tichangonzwa kuti munoti kudii nemashoko aya, pane chakaipa here chakaitwa apa, kana kuti vanhu vari kungoshora wavo? Gibbs,
yohambe zuru kandaba lingatona njani lapet kona kona ngapo ke ngemakaya tina ngapa siyaphila sibula kwamagama. Ye, utaba lwethu lamhlanje sikhangela khonoko kuthiwa ke unkosikazi Bona Mugabe Chikore ukhona ngale ke e-Far East lapho angazani ke uyadinga ukuthi ayikhululeka. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke uzithwele unkosikazi Chikore, njalo ke abantu eZimbabwe bathi ukuthi ahambe khona ngale engayi kwezinye izibhedlela eZimbabwe kungani kuyabayangisa kakhulu, njalo kuyinhlekisa ngoba ikhanya ngazani ke abafuni ukuthi bangene ezibhedlela ezinjengezeZimbabwe. Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi-ke umnumzana kumbe ngithi umongameli Robert Mugabe ujale ukuya eSingapore, lapho ajale ukuyadinga khona uncedo lokuthi ayelatshwe. Siyakwazi-ke ukuthi umnumzana George Jaramba wakwathi-ke umongameli Mugabe bulawa ngamehlo, singazi-ke thina sake sitshelwe ukuthi kambe kwini okumhlupha kakhulu. Ye, sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, njengoba-ke sikhuluma-ke uBona Mugabe Chikore ukona ngale ke emazweni lapha thola khona uncedo lokuthi akhululeke. Kambe lani liya kwenelisa yini ukuthi lihambe khona ngale Dubai kumbe liye Singapore kumbe Malaysia ukuthi ledinga uncedo olufanayo? Khuluma nisizwe Zulu lapha udaba lweni phela.
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight we are talking about the country's health delivery system, following reports that the president's first daughter flew to the Far East for maternity services. And of course, Zimbabwe is not unique in all this, Gibbs. Mm. As you know, most African leaders are fond of seeking medical treatment outside the country. You go to the north of Zimbabwe, in Zambia, the late Michael Sata actually died in a London hospital after snubbing the country's medical facilities. The same was also with Levi Mwanawasa, another former Zambian president who died in office. He died in France. You go to Ethiopia, Meles Zenawi, he died in Brussels. And then in Nigeria, their former president, Yaradua, also died in Saudi Arabia. Guinea president Malam also died in France. So this is a pattern, actually, by African leaders. The majority of the people are saying they run down their medical institutions and then go and seek treatment outside the country. And Zimbabweans have had many reports of Mr. Mugabe flying to Singapore for something as simple as an eye operation. Give us your thoughts, Gibbs. I think we have our first guest.
I guess we've got Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, the MTCT lawmaker. Honorable Kumalo, good evening. And welcome to the program.
Very good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, Honorable Kumalo, what is your take on these reports? Actually, Mr. Mugabe himself said it on Saturday that his first daughter had flown to the Far East to give birth.
We are glad to hear that, because it confirms that there's nothing happening in our hospitals. We have no hospitals, and they are basically what they are saying. The people of Zimbabwe are being sentenced to death because there's no health institution. So it, because they've looted from this country, it's easier for them to go anywhere in the world and get the best medical attention. So best, at the end of the day, those with money will live, and those of the people who are the majority that don't have money will die because they cannot afford health.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kumalo. Now we are being joined by a political analyst, Mr. Clifford Mashiri, in the UK. Mr. Mashiri, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Zulu.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs.
Mr. Mashiri, what's your take on this issue concerning, you know, the first daughter, or if I may put it that way, right? You know, she's actually in Dubai, I guess, where she's getting some medical kind of help. You know, she's supposed to give birth, sort of like. So what is your take on her going outside the country instead of, you know, going to Harare General Hospital, Parerenyatwa, or maybe Mpilo or somewhere, you know?
You are quite right. She should have gone to any of those hospitals in Zimbabwe. By going abroad, although it's not yet confirmed where to, whether she's in Dubai or in Singapore, it's, you know, they are voting with their feet that they don't like Zimbabwean hospitals. They don't appreciate what Zimbabweans have done, you know, to sustain the hospitals, the health service. It, you know, in the midst of, you know, wastage by Mr. Mugabe's government, who has been going abroad, in particular to Singapore, almost four times in a month for his own health at the expense of the country, which is running out of drugs, and the doctors are not earning a reasonable salary. So for this lady, Bona, to be said to be going to give birth abroad, it's just showing that they don't have confidence in Zimbabwean hospitals or the health service, and that they have no willingness to invest in the health service in the country.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to you, Honorable Kumalo, Mr. Mugabe said what her daughter simply did was to go to medical doctors she is familiar with. Is there anything wrong with that?
and she's a citizen of this country. So I don't know what that means to say she's got doctors that are familiar with. When a mom gave birth to a, she gave birth to a year in Zimbabwe, and the only person that can be more familiar than you is the doctor that gave birth to you. So basically, they are literally insulting us, in other words, by saying that the people in this country don't know. So if they don't know them, what? Why are they in government? They are aliens, so they should leave.
Ye makumalo kodwa nxa singakhangela ke akusikuthi ukuthi kumbe uhambe khona ngale njengoba engumntwana phela kamnumzana omgabe phela lokho kuthiwa ngama privileges phela nxa ungavele ube lesikhundla esinjalo uhambisa umntwana eSingapore uhambisa umntwana eDubai kumbe uhambisa umntwana ngaphi ngaphi akunjalo
hayi kakunjalo sibili iprivilege leyo abakhuluma ngayo zimali zikaZulu waseZimbabwe obhadala iphezi enle tax njalo umbuzo esilawo omkhulu ngokuthi nxa kuwukuthi kunjalo kanti izibhedlela zona ezezikhona esezibulala abantu bazakhelani amayunivesithi bawakhelani befundisa odokotela ukuthi baselaphe nxa bona bekwazi ukuthi odokotela basifundisa bona ngabanelisi ukuselapha njalo ngabazazi
siyawuza kakhulu ke makhumalo bambe khonapho ungayikatshana
todzoka kwamuri vamashiri vamashiri pamwe ka vari kutya kuti vaka mwana akaberekirwa muZimbabwe vanhu vanenge vachizofamba vachingotaura taura handizvo here pamwe inyaya yeprivacy
hongu vanogona kuti iprivacy asi kune vatiri kunzwa vachitaura vari kunze kwenyika vatotumidza mwana wacho zviita kuti Singapore hamene kuti ichokwadi here anongori mahunga hunga atiri kunzwa saka kugunun'una kwevanhu vezimbabwe hakusi kune vari kumusha chete nevari kunze kwenyika vari kunyunyuta chose kuti izvi zvauya sei kuti mwana ari kundosunungukira kunze kwenyika kutanga kutora nhaka yababa vake yekugara vakangobuda kunze kwenyika pavangonzwa mudumbu vaenda kunze kwenyika musoro ukatema vaenda kunze kwenyika akuine makutu makutu emari anofanira kunge ari kubatsira nyika kuti ibudirire kurapawo vanhu nekutenga mishonga ichive inowanika mumahospitari asi vanongoenda kunze kwenyika saka kuti vataure kuti iprivacy yavari kuda yekuti vasanzizivikanwe kuti mwana asunungukwa achagara kunze kwenyika ikoko zvachose here kana vachida kuti zvive private pachasvika nguva yazvichabuda pachena
tinotenda vamashiri regai timboende kuvateereri tinzwe kuti vari kuti kudii totanga navamukaka vamukaka makadii aiwa isu tiri nani tipewo pfungwa dzenyu iri mudariro mainzwa
ya inochiviriisa iri mudariro nekuti toredza kwachena kuti hurumende kwedu haina chido neutano hwevanhu vemuno muzimbabwe inowana kodzera utano hwavo chete mune vachitika naivo varwara kana vachida kuvakavanenga kunze kwenyika ikoko ndowana kuzosiya mari kuzvipatara zveku kuzekuti vakagirise zvipatara zvedu munomu saka vakadhosa makodzo futi pakugadzirisa nyaya yemadhokuta echidika inyaya yekuti havakosheti utano hwevana nemuno muzimbabwe zvinoreva kuti isisi tichatambura kusva kare handinochivava neopositive mind towadzii vanhu vemuno sozat vanogadzirisawo maitishe zemuno muchikoro muchipatara zvese sozat isisi pachedu tinowanawo utano hwakanaka tinowanawo zvidhia zvakanaka seiwo vachiti kana vanavo kana zvidhia zvavana zvichira kumuchiro
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamukaka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tinotenda zvikuru yet from Mr. Mukaka is saying he's not very happy that they are neglecting the country's hospitals even schools you know and he thinks it's hypocritical for them then to send their kids to foreign nations
So, Gibbs. We still remember that Bona Mugabe was in Hong Kong, right?
Yes.
When she did the education there. So maybe she's going back to her roots. Now, sike sizwe ke umnumzana umoyo osechongweni khona ngale Botswana. Ba umoyo ngawutshona njani? Ba umoyo uyangizwa?
Hello, sakubona baba.
Ah, kunjani moyo?
Ya, umoyo uyaphila kunjani wena?
Hayi, mbijana moyo. Kunjani Botswana?
Hayi eBotswana kukahle akulanto embi uhlupho nje esinalo singaba ngumlandeli wakho sikushikile wohlelo lololo
hayi kuhle kakhulu moyo siyabonga ngalokhu
yeah ngizama nje ukuthi lapha ngibeke nami okulilo okuthathu.
Akuphose lakho khona baba.
Yeah, lapha uhluphe esinalo ekukhulukazi esiqondana nalo singabalandeli bo-Studio 7. Ukuthi ma usukubuya indaba zesindebeleni emoyeni lapha kasisezwa asikwazi kumbe nxa liphatha indaba zesindebeleni ithina yena iba weekly asikwazi.
Oh, ziyanyamalala?
Baba.
Ziyenza njani?
Ngithi kusuka singasezwa amagasini lapha kumbe kusuka kuthina asikwazi. Kodwa nxa manje nishona lanezesiphiwo kuyabe kucacile.
Hayi siyakuzwa.
Nxa lokhu ithuba lethu lapha esindebeleni lada akusazwakali.
Oh okay, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Njalo ngicela nokwazi khona lapha ukuthi kanti kubangelwa yini ukuthi esindebeleni lapha sihlala singabantu abantu bemuvi emfamu isikhathi sonke. Kubangelwa yini? Kanti sake sibe ngathi ngakukhala nini.
Hayi siyakuzwa sibili kodwa lokho siza kukhuluma. Isikhathi sakhona singafika esikade kade singani sikuchaya kakhulu namhlanje ikuthi kukhanya ngazani ubona Mgabe nesibongo sakade sakho Chikore uyedinga uncedo lokuthi ayikhululeka endaweni ze-Far East siyakwazi ukuthi usithwele kodwa ke kakho eZimbabwe ngokutsho kwamaphephandaba nabantu abatshiyeneyo wena ungabe ubona njani khonokho
hayi kuvele baba eqinisweni nxa singatshayi nje sifihla umphini into esegcekeni loyo umntwana lo angithise uvele uzenzela intando ngento yonke nje abakunakani beyini uyakwenza nje kakwenzi officially akucabangileyo nje uyenza angithi indleko zonke zenze zindleko eziqondana nesikhwama selizwe ye kuyinto engahlelekanga akuhlelekanga lokhu khaya kunje nje kakhesi amadokotela wakho ezibhedlela mntakababa asiyaselwa ihlobo asiyaselwa ngabantu abethu
ngani babuyele last week kunapha ngolwesine ngani babuyele emsebenzini
ye babuyele kodwa ke thina ngemva kwesuku ezithila ngithi beni bengasebenzi ye komethi uhulumende nxa yihulumende erozwelo nabantu yihulumende ephethe abantu ngendlela efaneleyo komethi namadokotela ayiletha isikhalazo ngakahle kwakhangelwa kwalungiswa kulokuthi uzophetheka lemiphefumulo kade umethi ngayisizakele ngamadokotela kodwa anke abantu bafile kodwa-ke nawe ngikhathisa umntwanyana lo uyakhululeka uyaphithwa elizweni usiwa ngaphandle kwelizwe umuntu ongumyako njengomoyo uba ngaphi khona lapho nangaba lonjalo uyafa ngoba kanamali yokuphapha ikhathi ayephethela
so kodwa lingakwenzani lingenzani ngakho khonokho umoya liyabhonga ukukhangela phela liyabhonga ukukhangela yikho lokho
asingeke sikhangele mhlakababa ngoba nanko sengathi sithi siyakhuluma uyabhula uyachawa so-ke esingakwenza ukuthi-ke ngibona zani sengithuba lokuthi njengamazimbabwe loba kuthiwa kasiboni loba kuthiwa siyize fofu isikhathi esonkuthi sibone sesisazi ke phambi kokusukela 1980 khangela abantu abantwana abavele kusukela ngo-1980 sebezebe ngabazali ye sesifundile sesibonile
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu umoya so ula mabili amathathu ongawaphosela khona ngale umongameli labantu bakhe ubaxwayise nje ngafuna ubaxwayisa
ye kumongameli welizwe owengawuphosa nje lakho ithi mina bakithi kalasizwele singabantu banye laye sinegazi elifanayo ubuhlungu obuziwa ngumntanakhe ubuhlungu obuziwa ngumntakamoyo ye akunanzelile khona lokho asilungisele ilizwe izibhedlela kazilungiswe zifakela zithina i-modern machines hambelani lathi nesikhathi imithile khona abantu bayenatsho basile amadokotela aabeke kuqala ngayisabanga amadokotela akwazicabanga impilo yabantu ngabe ithi khalazo zabo zisizwe kulokhu akhalaza ngakho
hawu boni-ke emoyo mbongele kakhulu baba
hayi ngiyabonga lambaba
hayi kulungile kakhulu Moyo. Thank you so much. So that was Mr. Moyo in Botswana. He's saying that normally they don't get Ndebele news. So he says when the Shona and English shows are done, the airwaves just got dead, you know. There's nothing, dead air. So they can't get anything on the Ndebele side. But, he's very worried about what Bona Mugabe is doing. At the end of the day, he says this is exactly what the father does, you know, in most cases. Goes to Singapore, nothing happens to him, and repeatedly goes back and, you know, is to seek some kind of medical help. So he says the daughter is doing what the father is usually doing. And he says to the list, you know, that's not too good. And he says, you know, Mr. Mugabe should feel pity for Zimbabweans. He has been in power for almost 36 years, but doing everything wrong. So he should get it right, and otherwise he's not fit to be in there.
Honorable Kumalo, is this a discussion that is likely to be discussed in Parliament?
Absolutely, because we have been discussing the issue of Parliament, whereby even medical aids for the civil servants are no longer working because government is deducting money from the civil servant salaries, but they do not pay the medical aid. So civil servants are now forced to pay double when they get sick, but they can afford to jump into a plane where they don't even pay for the plane ticket and go to any country in the world to get the best medication while this they're sentencing Zimbabweans to death in the health institutions.
Gibbs.
Mr. Mashiri, so at the end of the day, people can talk and talk and nothing will come out of this kind of, concern that the president is sending his kids to the Far East, he goes to the Far East and so forth. So why at the end of the day do we bother ourselves about some of these things?
No, we should bother, and it's very important that the message reaches Mr. Mugabe, to know that the Zimbabweans are not happy, they are bitter, that he is seen as a hypocrite. For instance, for people in the diaspora, he denies them dual citizenship, and yet he is the so-called grandchild who is likely to be born abroad, will have dual citizenship, which he has denied, we could say, millions of Zimbabweans up to now since he withdrew dual citizenship. And he's going to extend that dual citizenship to this child who is now foreign-born, will have citizenship abroad, and is a Zimbabwean at the same time. How can that be when other Zimbabweans are denied that same facility?
And, Honorable Kumalo, I mean, should we be putting President Robert Mugabe at the same level with anyone else? I mean, for God's sake, he's a president. Is he not entitled to that kind of health?
...for treatment and leaving the UK while he is running the United Kingdom. Why is the President Obama not leaving United States and coming to Zimbabwe to get treated at Parinat? What is so special about? Why are they not leaving? Because their institution, their health institutions, are ticking, and everything that needs to be done to anybody that is sick is done. They are running away, and they are now showing the world that they've destroyed Zimbabwe to an extent where they've even destroyed the health institutions, whereby Zimbabweans are going to die like flies from treatable diseases.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yeah, Makumalo, nga sesibona ke ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi lamadokotela kade nganakhalela umsebenzi abuyele emsebenzini. Kodwa abuyele emsebenzini kanje, ongani wena uyakubona ukuthi kuyahlupha kakhulu kuyini xa sesikhangela ezibhedlela lapho?
Uhluphayo kakhulu ludaba lwemali, ukuthi bazaholiswa malini, ngoba imali abayiphiwayo yinhlamba. Olunye udaba ngolokuthi abangamadokotela omama bangazithwala ngabalalungelo lokuthi bahambe kuma-maternity leave. Kambe lake lakubona ngaphi, ngoba nxa sikhuluma kunjenje labo dokotela esithi yibo kade bekustrike, yibo abantu abethu asebephume ezikolo kade esema-university. Isikhathi sabo sokuthi babe le mizi yiso sonesi. Nxa usuza ukuthi umntwana lo akufanele angazithwale, ngoba angazithwala akanakubhatala, ufuna ukuthini?
Briefly, Mr. Mashiri, this appears to be a trend. At the beginning of the show, we highlighted some of the presidents who died outside the country. Mele Zanawe of Ethiopia, in Brussels, President Yaradu of Nigeria, in Saudi Arabia, Levy Mwanawasa, he actually died in Paris, and then Michael Sata in London, Guinea's President Malam in Belgium. Why is this so with African leaders?
Well, it's this culture of corruption, lack of transparency, and also, you know, they have this bloated ego. you know, to appear like you are rich, you should be talking about going abroad to be treated when you are head of state of a developing country which is struggling with potholes, struggling with no medicine, high unemployment. You know, they like to show off to each other that they have so many aircraft, they fly, you know, in their own aircraft dedicated to them to go and do this until even they die. It's very sad that our leaders have become so corrupt and failed to realize that Pan-Africanism does not equate to corruption.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Tinemwe mutereri mukoma Donald makadi ku South Africa. Mukoma Donald.
Hello, mukoma blessing ndinofara makadi iko.
Ah, tirina tata ariko mukoma Donald vakaenda upiko.
Ah, mazvano ibhizi mukoma. Hey, ndine zvingoshuvira kutoderera studio 7. Basa racho rakaoma mukoma.
Aiwa, ndizvo zvokushandira mhuri ndizvo zvinokudzwa.
Saka ndichada kuti mugozo ndipa nhamba dzekuti ndikwanise kufona ndidhaile ndinyatso kuteerera pafoni kana zvichibvira.
Aiwa, tinokupai mukoma Donald. Asi nyaya iri mudariro nhasi mainzwa kai?
Ndeyekuti nzembe dzapuresident dzokubuda kunoratiwa kunze.
Yekuti mwanawo akaenda kunyika dzekumawirira ikokuko kuti anobatsirwa nemwana wake wekutanga. Saka taida kunzwa kuti munotiwo kudii.
Vanoinda kana kuti mukoma blessing handi vanoziva kuti munyika hamuna kana vanenge vachitoti hamuna kana chipatara chindagona kuti Bona ponere munyika. Vanonyatsoniza nokuti nyika vakaondonga. Saka vanonyatsokuona kuti vanana parirenyatwa vana mupilo wavo vanachitungwiza zvendirao hazvizi kupatara zvine dignity zvokuti mwana wavo angaponera. Dazva muchiona achizonotumira vana mhiri. Isusu kisi wati chinzi hatina kana basa ndosaka muchiona kana vatagwara tomanyisa kugunana ndanga kupi kuti. Mazingo general, tipe chinzi hatina basa hatina kana value munyika. Ivo vanoziva vanenge vachizviitana nevalue saka muchiona chero mudhara akagwara anobuda achitaura naSingapore kurapwa mesi wake. Hatizivi vamwe hatina kana nebasa risi munyika. Muri kuona vane nyaya. Ndikumbirana namugoma Chitupa Mashiri kuti vanonyatsokuziva vaingada kutaradzana zvishandwa mamwe mapurezidendi kuti isu kwedu asi ndive muafrica chete mukatisa raobama hambonyanyi kudaro. Izvo muafrica chete zvevanhu vanonge vachiondonga nyika dzavo. Vozoona sekuti kumwe ndo kwakanaka dei mugabe anga akachigadzirisa nyika zvakanaka chaikonesa kuti mwana wake aponere kana parirenyatwa kana kuti kumupilo chii kana kuti pachitungwiza chii zvakanasendi enzi maprivate hospital ariko but iye anodecida kutobudisa mwana kuti ngaa anoponera mhiri nekuti anoona kuti munyika anonyara nezvinhu zviri munyika kunyara nesituation nezvipatara zvemunyika hamuna mishonga hamuna chii dai zviro magovhosi hamutorinawo kuti manesi abatsire mwana wake.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda mukoma blessing, musandibvisa pafoni.
Aiwa, tine chida kuti vatava muvateereri vapinde. Asi munokwanisa kuteerera hedu chirongwa chedu later on. Tinotenda. Of course, we want to use this line. We want Donald to stay, but unfortunately, we have to take other callers. But
yes.
Donald is saying that it appears the president is embarrassed by the state of the country's medical institutions.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he has opted to fly out his daughter to mm-hmm. the Far East, Gibbs.
Mr. Mashiri, can we say that the president is actually embarrassed by the state of health services in Zimbabwe? Does he know what is going on?
Embarrassed. It's mm-hmm. lack of confidence. He just knows. And also, I would say, he is paranoid. Paranoid mm-hmm. in the sense that he fears for his safety and for the safety of his family. He does not trust those who are going to look after him as well as his family. He does not trust them that they will do it in a safe way because he has alleged that people wanted to kill him, wanted to kill his children, like the mother was saying at a rally the other time, saying, "You want to kill my children," regarding those who allegedly tried to bomb a dairy farm which they are fed to own.
Thank you, Mr. Mashiri. And Honorable Kumalo, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, we'll post this discussion on our Facebook page. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.